Chapter 9 and Chapter 10. New words. A tail. Noun. The long, thin part of an animal's body. A bite. Bit. Bitten. Noun and verb. When you cut a thing with your teeth. Frighten. Verb. Make someone afraid. A shovel. Noun. You can move snow with a shovel. Cheer. Verb. Shout because you are happy about something. Hail. Noun. Rain made of small balls of ice. Chapter 9. James's plan.
What a good plan! Cried the old green grasshopper when James finished talking.
Yes, agreed the centipede. And now I can keep my boots on.
I won't do it, cried the earthworm.
I don't want to die.
James put an arm around the earthworm.
The birds won't touch you, but we must be quick. Look down there.
There were 90 or 100 sharks in the water around the beach now.
Come on, everybody!
Shouted James. A few minutes later, everything was ready. Half of the earthworm was in the sun on top of the beach. The other half was in the tunnel. The old green grasshopper and the ladybird were in the tunnel too, and they were holding the earthworm's tail. They were ready to pull the earthworm quickly inside the peach. Down in the peach, Miss Spider was making hundreds of meters of silk. The centipede was down there too, and he was ready to bring the silk up to James.
The first bird is coming, said James quietly.
James watched the bird fly down to the peach. Suddenly, it was very close. It opened its mouth, ready to take a big bite from the earthworm's back.
Pull!
James shouted. The old green grasshopper and the ladybird pulled the earthworm down into the tunnel. At the same time, James put the first string around the bird's neck. Then the bird flew up into the sky. When it was about 50 meters away, James put the other end of the string around the peach stem.
Well done, James!
Shouted the old green grasshopper.
Now we must catch the next one, James said. Come out here again, earthworm. Bring more silk, centipede.
I don't like this, cried the earthworm. It nearly bit me.
We need to be quiet, said James. Another bird is coming.
They did it again and again and again. The birds kept coming down to the peach, and James caught them all.
We have 100 birds, he shouted. 200 birds, 300 birds, 400 birds, 500 birds.
Miss Spider is too tired. She can't make any more silk,
shouted the centipede from inside the peach.
She has to, James answered. She can't stop now.
We're going up,
somebody shouted.
Catch another bird quickly.
Another one is coming now,
said James. This was bird 501. James caught it and put the string around the stem. The birds were starting to lift the peach slowly out of the sea, but its bottom was still touching the water.
We only need one more bird.
James caught the 502nd bird, and suddenly, but slowly, the peach climbed up into the sky. Everybody was now on the top of the peach, happy and excited. The old green grasshopper began to play beautiful music for them. Miss Spider danced around the peach's stem with the centipede, while the earthworm stood up on his tail
and moved happily from side to side. The ladybird ran to James, and she put her arm around him kindly. Up and up they went, high above the clouds.